Youth Orchestras of San Antonio is teaming up with a genre-busting music group. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has more.
YOSA music director Troy Peters describes their efforts this way.
Precision and control of classical musicians with the charisma and energy of rock stars. And it's unlike anything I've ever seen.
They're called Time for Three, and they don't see a reason to stay within the confines of a classical repertoire.
Imagine two world-class violin soloists, a great bass player, but then they can play rock and roll, they can play bluegrass. And so they do songs where they will play Guns N' Roses, turning into Mahler, and then going back to Guns N' Roses. And it's just a gasp. They can play Tchaikovsky and Brahms with the best of them, and they also can rock out with pop stars. And what's great when you see them with an orchestra is both of those are built into their show.
You can see them playing with YOSA this Sunday at the Tobin Center.
Time for Three is going to be playing with the YOSA Philharmonic, our most advanced orchestra, and they're playing a piece called Songs of Joy. So they're playing and singing at the same time, and the orchestra's going full bore behind them. And we'll also do a few songs, Guns N' Roses, and the pop song Bittersweet Symphony. And the orchestra's also going to play Gershwin's American in Paris.
They're playing with YOSA isn't just about Sunday's performance.
Our kids will get the chance to work with Time for Three in a workshop where they'll talk about, you know, how do they make their arrangements.
Peter says that things like this whet the appetites of the younger YOSA members to advance into the Philharmonic. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.